There's a fan at Ralph Wilson every home game. Yeah, there's a fan glued to the TV. When we're away now from Pittsburgh to Orchard Park to Canton, Ohio, there's a fan who bleeds for Buffalo. And this is a fan, the fella's line up to date. Yeah, this is a fan who puts a tail in tailgate. Oh, give me an X, give me an O. Let's go, Buffalo. Give me an X, give me an O. Let's go, Buffalo. We circle the wagons. You know, we'll never surrender. Let's go, Bills. This is the X-O factor. I said, let's go, Bills. This is the X-O factor.
Welcome to the X-O factor. I'm Celeste. This is going to be a weekly podcast during the football season to discuss the Bills. We'll recap the game that week and discuss the next game, and I'll always have a guest on to do that with, as well as other happenings around the NFL. Today is just an introductory episode. I just want to get the name out there, and I'm getting really excited for the 2014 season. I wrote an article about my 5 bold predictions for this coming season and thought it would be fun to discuss them with someone. I'd like to welcome Del Reed to the X-O Factor. Del is one of the founders of the Bills Mafia. If you don't know what that is, I'm appalled, but we'll explain it to you later. So, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking me that. Is this the first one you've done?
What's that?
Is this the first one you've done?
It sure is.
I'm honored. Thank you for having me on for the first one. That's cool.
Okay, so I wrote an article that is going to come out when I put this up about my top 5 bold predictions for the season this year.
Okay. Am I allowed to disagree if I think they're stupid?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, because I'm not sure how I feel about them.
I'm just playing.
It was kind of hard to come up with 5 of them, actually, because, it doesn't take much for it to be bold for the Bills.
Yeah, sadly.
I told my roommate what they were, and he's like, those aren't bold. I'm like, you're a Giants fan, so you should just
show up. Yeah. Your quarterback's going to throw for 3,000 yards. Ooh.
Right? So my first one, and they're not in, like, any order or anything, is I say that the Bills go 5-1 in the division.
Okay.
That we only beat the Patriots once.
Okay.
But we beat them at home.
Right. Is this on the podcast right now, or like, is this going to be like, what are you talking right now, and it's recorded and everything?
It's recording, but it's going to be
edited. Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. All right, cool. Okay, so that's number one. You think they're going to go 5-1?
Yes.
And, okay, can I ask, based on what? And I'm not saying I think you're wrong. I just want to know why. What gives you the confidence that they're going to sweep the Jets with Michael Vick and Chris Johnson? What makes you convinced that they're going to sweep the Dolphins again this year before we get into the Patriots?
Okay, well, we beat the Dolphins last year, and I think we've got a better team together this year, so I don't really see a problem there. I don't really think they've done much in the offseason. As for the Jets, we have Kiko and Brandon Spikes, so I don't think Chris Johnson is going anywhere. Kiko could stop Jamal Charles last year, pretty sure that both of them can stop Chris Johnson.
Okay. Fair enough. What about Michael Vick?
Nah. I don't think that either one of them. I think, what's his name? The receiver. From Denver, right? Who did they get? Was it Denver? I can't
Decker.
Think of his name.
Decker.
Yes, Decker, duh. I think that he's probably not going to do that well this year because of who he has throwing to him.
Vick and or Geno Smith.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then why the split with the Patriots? How are they gonna get that second win in 10 years, or third win if we count the one that opener 31-0?
I think that just the attitude that Brandon Spikes is gonna bring, I think like just that alone is gonna pump everyone else up even more. And they know they can beat them. I mean, we did pretty good last year, even though we didn't beat them. And I think the fans, being at home and we also have Pepper Johnson, who's going to be able to help with, you know, things here and there. I think that it's very highly possible.
Oh, it is possible. Yeah, sure. Okay. So, yeah, I'll go along with that. 5-1. I don't know if that would be one of my bold predictions, although, I mean, the Dolphins don't do anything to scare me at this point. Especially since they, you know, their offensive line, as far as I can tell, is still in shambles. They don't know how to use Deion Jordan, who they actually traded up for last year in the draft. So I'll go along with that. The Jets, I hate the Jets. So if you want to say we're going to sweep, fine, I'm down. Although I'm not going to lie, it does scare me a little bit, the rushing attack that they got there. Only in that you look at, yeah, we have spikes now. I haven't seen them play yet. That's the thing that scares me the most. I just haven't seen it. I mean, everything looks great on paper. I mean, in 2012, we were supposed to be a top 5 defense, and everything was great on paper until you actually see it play out. New defensive coordinator and stuff. Obviously, that defensive line is still sick. And can you imagine if they actually did trade up and, like, some of the couple rumors that have been around the internet, which you can't believe anything before the draft, but
right.
Can you imagine if they did trade up and got Clowney somehow, some way, somehow, if they were able to do it, mortgage the future and get this guy?
I can't even.
Yeah, but the defense. But the point being is that the defensive line is already amazing. So, But for the Patriots, I can, depending on when that home game is and everything, yes, the schedule comes out tomorrow night.
Which would have been great if it came out tonight, like I had hoped.
Yeah, sure. But, so, yeah, I think 5-1 is fair. I think 5-1 is fair. You know, I mean, like I said, I don't know if that'll be my bold prediction. I want to see the schedule more. Get a better feel for how things are shaking out. But, yeah, why not?
Okay. I'm glad you said something about the defense, because one of my other ones is, now I'm pretty sure we were number 8 last year. And I said that in this year we will have a top 5 defense.
Yeah, I won't argue with that. I mean, I think the possibilities are there. You look at, you know, like I just mentioned, the defensive line, you look at how they've, you know, they've upgraded the linebacking core. I hate to see Arthur Motes go, although he played less and less as the season went on last year. He's a great fan favorite. But you look at what they've done to the linebacking core. I mean, they've definitely targeted what they thought were their weaknesses in bringing in Spikes and Keith Rivers. And I don't know if Keith Rivers is going to be a starter.
I think Corey Graham will.
I'm sorry?
I think Corey Graham will.
You think they're gonna? You think he'll be starting at safety with Aaron Williams and then McKelvin and Gilmore on the corners? Is that what you're thinking?
Yep.
Yeah. So you look at what they've done to address the defense. Like I said, for me, that's a wild card with Schwartz. I mean, Schwartz was such a good defensive coordinator. He became a head coach, you know. he's no slouch. I'm not saying I don't believe. I think it's great. I think. For them to lose Patton and then to follow up with Schwartz, I think it's great. So,
yeah.
I just want to see more. I'm still like, last year was like year one for this new regime, and now it's kind of like year one and a half in a way for me, because like a lot of variables have changed just in the last year. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think a top 5 defense, at least on paper right now, not even having had the draft or any injuries, you know, happen to us.
Knock on wood.
Yeah,
on lots of wood.
Right. So, I don't think it's outrageous.
Okay.
I don't think it's bold enough. What do you think of that? I don't think it's bold enough.
Oh, there we go. Well, see, in my article, in the beginning, I do put a disclaimer that I'm not trying to jinx the team with these. And I pray to the football gods that this does not jinx them. This is just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, half the stuff on the internet is fake and not true anyway, so maybe you'll just fall into that category.
Yeah, exactly, because as a Bills fan, you can't be excited, you can't say anything until, you know, you can't brag about a game until it's completely over. You might even have to wait an hour after the game to brag. And it's just how it is.
Funny.
Okay, so my other one, number 3, is EJ has a breakout year. He had no freshman year, so there's no room for a sophomore slump. Between the workouts he put together, what Stevie said today about how he's coming across, and, I mean, I watched his presser today, and he's put in a lot of work in the off season.
Mm-hmm. I want to believe that's true. I want EJ to succeed and to be great. And I want, more than anything, I think over this offseason, a lot of us have forgotten the excitement that we had even after the Jaguars game, you know, in December. He got injured after that, and I think that the fact that Seth Lewis had to close out the season, I think just kind of took the wind out of everybody's sails a little bit, you know.
I
would say he did have a rookie season, or a freshman year, however you want to put it. I think he did. I think that he had a lot of bumps and bruises, no pun intended, but, you know, bumps and bruises along the way, and knee problems. But I want to believe that. I really do. I really want EJ to be the guy.
Yeah.
He has to prove it. And that's something I struggle with sometimes because I can get pretty rah-rah and excited about the team. I struggle with that sometimes, but I really want to believe that you're correct. And I'm not going to say it's not possible. I do like what I saw and what I heard today, you know, following the workouts. You know, it seemed like what he was saying and what the other players were saying, that's what you want to hear. Even things like Joe Biscaglia saying that he seems like a completely different player, so much less nervous, you know, even up at the podium and everything. So that's what you want to hear. So,
right, yeah.
You know, so obviously what Bills fan isn't on board with that, you know.
I think I've seen online a lot of people changing their tune from what I heard from them during the season. I think there was one person who would just put him down every time. And now I've seen posted an article.
I don't know if we're talking about the same person. I don't know if we're talking about the same person. And I'm not going to mention it. But I have this one dude that follows me that I can, like, tweet, like, here's a picture of me with my kids at the zoo. And he'll reply with, EJ sucks. and I'm like, really, dude?
I doubt it's the same person, but.
Yeah, he's called me EJ lover and stuff. And it's like, I'm not an EJ. I want to be an EJ lover, but, like, I'm just a EJ want to find outer.
Right.
More than anything
right.
else. Because these same people, I think I just tweeted this, like, 5 minutes before I came on here. Like, these same people that are saying that we need to find another quarterback, you know, we need to get Manziel, we need to look at, you know, whatever other options are out there. These same people are the ones that are going to crucify Whaley and Marone if next year or 2 years from now, EJ's playing for the Dolphins and he's tearing us apart.
Right.
They're the same people. Exactly. It's literally the same people. So, whatever.
I know. It's so crazy. But there's a lot of positive, there's a lot of more positive articles and things coming out from fans and whatnot about EJ. So, hopefully, you know, the power of positive thinking will help us this year.
I don't know how much that translates onto the field, or I don't know how much it matters what the fans say, but I certainly hope that there's positive articles this time next year based on not hope, but actually, like, on-field performance.
Right. Okay, number four is pretty standard, I really couldn't think of five together, so I went with the playoffs.
I was going to cut into you. Playoffs, right?
Yep. Yeah. but now, are they going to change the rules this year, or will that not take effect if they add two more teams?
That's not happening this year.
Okay, because...
not happening this year.
Okay, because I was going to say either way, they're not going to make it because of that.
yeah, right. They're going to, yes, sure. But, yeah, that's not this year. If it's even been approved yet, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to have a top five defense, and EJ is going to have a breakout year, then I think it could translate into the playoffs.
And it's crazy. Actually, one of my friends just posted that even if they went 10-6, they would be wild card. Really? At 10-6, they'd be a wild card? You don't know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, with the Patriots in the division, 10-6. I mean, Patriots went 11-5 in 2008 and didn't make the playoffs.
Oh.
So
God.
Yeah, you know.
Just give us a break.
Yeah. 10-6 is not an alpha dog record when it comes to your division.
Yeah. Oh, wish we were in a different one.
all right, number five. What do you got?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Number five is going to happen if all the rest happen, but I say that we sell out every single home game with no discounted tickets, no extended deadlines, no businesses buying out seats.
Okay, what are we talking about next?
Okay.
You know what? I hope you're right.
I think not having Toronto might motivate people enough to be like, listen,
I
we need
know.
To show that we don't want that game there.
I hope you're right. That's all I'll say. I hope you're right.
I know. It was actually really hard to come up with five.
Yeah, that's bold. I'll give you credit. That is bold. Not to sound like downtrodden, but it's disappointing when you look at, like, these manufacturers tell us they had to do year to year. And, you know the thing is like, the Bills aren't the only team that struggled with this. The Dolphins do it. The Jets do it. You know, that's just in our division. But the thing is that, as far as I can tell, these other teams that do that, they don't make a big production out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like they quietly do it. When the Bills do it, it's on ProFootballTalk.com, like, every time. And, you know, this is, I mean, the first game, the very first game that the Jets had at MetLife Stadium, Woody Johnson had to buy the tickets. I had to buy the tickets to insure himself. You never hear about that because they didn't make a big deal out of it. Like, the Bills seem to want to parade that around town, that they're having a hard time moving tickets, when other teams are kind of like, they kind of do it on the DL. At least that's my impression. Maybe I don't live in those other markets, but, like, I also know that I don't see it on Pro Football Talk that often, so.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, we have to do something to sell out the games. That's about the only time we make it on ESPN. It's like, all they're talking about the Bills, so they can't sell out their games.
it's a majority of it, so. But that's the narrative, so.
So how does it make you feel after today, knowing that over 90% of the players are here and that Marone has talked to those that couldn't make it yet?
I think it's great. I mean, the whole voluntary thing is like a wink and a nod anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the CBA has, you know, these voluntary workout sessions, basically just to allow for players who are trying to make a point to the teams about their contract or something else, some kind of outlet. Because the only time you ever hear about a player not coming is because they're trying to make some point with a team, or, you know, a personal issues. I'm not even familiar with enough, you know.
Or they have plantar fasciitis.
But I'm not even sure what Bills didn't come to this time so far. And in the past, they've had players that have come for some days and not the other days. Like, they weren't there for the first day or the second day or vice versa. But, yeah, the whole voluntary thing is kind of like a joke anyways.
I know.
But,
I'm ready for – when do they get to start doing more impressive stuff, OTAs?
Yeah, I think it's after they bring the rookies in.
Oh, goodness. And because – okay, so today's pressers, what did you think of Brandon Spike's presser and his mention of the Bills Mafia?
Well, I mean, he's one of the biggest proponents of it right now. You know what I mean? It's great. I love it when new players come in and they just get inundated with the hashtag and they embrace it and they love it and they tweet it out themselves. And he's great. You know, we send him a shirt and everything, so I don't know if it's arrived yet, but we sent a shirt over to One Bills Drive for
him.
He'll
be rocking
so,
it soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be fun. But, yeah, I think it's great. You know, and, you know, I'm not going to lie. This time last year, like, if you... You know, there's no way that I could say his name without probably spitting immediately afterwards. But, you know, he's a jerk, but I guess at least for this year, he's our jerk.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see what happens.
That attitude might be just what we need.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Lord knows the year after year of, you know, Keith Ellison, Andre Davis, all these, you know, names weren't exactly doing much for us at the linebacker position. So it's somebody who can come in and bring some attitude, bring some feist, and bring some tackling ability combined with Kiko. Everybody I've talked to or I've seen on Twitter talking or whatever seems to think that Kiko's going to be great at the weak side. He'll be able to do whatever he's got to do, like, you know, float around there. So, but I think it's great. I think it's great that Spice has embraced the fans. I mean, that's how it is, right? I mean, being a fan, like, people are like, oh, you already said about you guys last year. It's like, listen, being a fan is all about having short memory. Not only, like, in things like this, but even in the game itself. I mean, one minute you're pulling your hair out. The next minute you're dancing and you're dancing the happy dance. Then the next minute after that you're weeping. So, I mean, it's all about the whole fan experience. So, I think it's great. We're having fun with it. He's having fun. Who cares?
Is that why we all drink so much? Although I don't, so am I like
I'm about to say,
super fan because
my,
I don't?
That's not my thing, but I get it, but yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to say, if they live up to their word, I see a nice Brandon Spikes Kiko Alonso 26 shirt in the future.
Well, Kiko's had one already.
Well, and he should probably have all
well,
of them.
Well, I'm not going to go too far to the other one, but people should keep watching 26 shirts because they might have a matching shirt in the next month or so.
Oh, boy.
If they got the Kiko one. So.
Okay, I just have one funny little thing at the end here for you.
Cool.
Did you hear about the Packers dating website?
The Packers what?
Dating website.
No, dating, like B-A-I-T-I-N-G?
Like Green Bay Packerslovers.com or something like that.
I saw a tweet about it, like, yesterday or the day before. I did see something like that, yeah.
So when are you starting Bills Mafia Harmony?
You know what, if we ever do that, we could always have Megan McCarthy and Corey Carlson, Katie Carlson, 15. They could be our spokespeople. We call them beta testers or whatever because they've been together for a couple of years and they met through Twitter and Bills Mafia.
Yes, they did. And actually, I think it was 2 years yesterday. So.
Yeah. So we've already got one notch in the belt in the dating website. We'll put them on the homepage.
Yes. So thank you very, very much for taking the time to call me.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm honored. I got to break the seal.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say, like, you know, the website and Twitter, in case people don't know what Bills Mafia is?
Yeah. If you don't know what Bills Mafia is, then you're probably not impressed with anything on here talking, so you don't care about it anyways. But go to BillsMafia.com. Ryan Talbot has taken over the blogging editor-in-chief duties back in January. He's doing a much better job than I ever did with the website, with recruiting writers and getting good content, so check that out. Check out 26church.com. Right now we've got a Jim Kelly shirt that we have permission from the Kellys to use the Kelly name, and they're on board with it and everything, and that's helping out a little kid in North Carolina with just a terrible medical situation. You can read about that on the website. The next shirt we have coming out is another 90s-era player that we have authorization from, like as an official kind of design thingy.
Gee, I wonder.
Yeah. I've got a couple on board, actually, so it's we're having fun with that. But and then also, most importantly, we're having a Bills Mafia draft party on day three on the Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Niagara Falls Boulevard in Tonawanda. I'm going to put up a blog post, hopefully tonight if I get the opportunity, with all the details and everything. We've worked it out with Buffalo Wild Wings that actually – if you go to any Buffalo Wild Wings in Buffalo with a ticket type thingy that we'll have voucher that we'll have on the website that you can download or show on your phone at the restaurant Thursday, Friday, or Saturday during the party, 10% of whatever you purchase there, food, beer, whatever, will go to Roswell Park Harley's Club on behalf of Bills Mafia. So
that is awesome.
That's going to be really cool. Yeah, and the party is going to be awesome. Center Ice Sports, Ken from Center Ice Sports, has been heading it up with Shane from the Bills Mafia House. They're kind of in charge of the whole thing. They've gotten a couple familiar names from your Twitter timeline. You probably follow Rob Quinn. Brian Talbot, I believe, is going to be there, and they'll be there to share information about like who the Bills have drafted up to that point, because it'll be day three at that point. So maybe some information on the guys that they bring in that day. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. You get to hang out with everybody, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm definitely going to be there.
Awesome.
So, all right. Well, thanks so much. And this should be up soon.
All right. Celeste, thank you for having me on. Well, I'll have to return the favor, have you on mine, the Bell Show, which I haven't even done an episode since like early March.
well, but there's not much to talk about.
That's right. I wish. Thank you so much. But all right, cool. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. I also write for BuffaloBelievers.com, so be sure to check that out and follow at BelieversSK12 on Twitter. It's Billievers, Billievers. And for updates and podcast information, be sure to follow at _XOFactor on Twitter. And feel free to tweet me questions and suggestions for future podcasts. Thanks for listening.